Good morning, a Friday morning. We are with Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us on Fridays. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
There's a major lawsuit, and it's Crossgates Mall suing Lord & Taylor for $20 million because the store closed. What gives here?
Yeah, Pyramid Management Group of Syracuse owns Crossgates Mall and is suing Lord & Taylor, claiming the retailer owes back rent and would violate the lease if the store closes as planned at the end of the year. Lord & Taylor owner Latote Inc. filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in August. It will close the Crossgates store and lay off employees as early as December. The department store chain is holding liquidation sales at its 38 remaining stores, including Crossgates. Affiliates of Pyramid Management Group filed the lawsuit in state Supreme Court in Albany County, asking a judge to order Lord & Taylor to keep a store open at Crossgates through September 2024 and award at least $20 million in damages plus attorney's fees. Pyramid claims it spent more than $23 million retrofitting Crossgates for Lord & Taylor. The lawsuit said the presence of a fashion department store is critical to the mall's position and long-term strategy and survival. The two-story, 100,000-square-foot store opened in the fall of 2014. Pyramid claims it's owed nearly $600,000. The annual rent is $960,000, paid in 80,000 monthly increments.
Now we have a very interesting story. It's about building a pipeline of video game design talent. What's this story about?
Video game development studio Vicarious Visions is among a group of companies working with Questar 3 BOCES to help prepare the next generation of STEM professionals in the region. Steve Derrick of Vicarious Visions has led a group of staff for the past two summers, helping teachers from East Greenbush, Scodak, and Averill Park Central School Districts to develop basic video game design curriculum. Questar 3's STEM Research Institute works with high school and middle school STEM teachers for 2 years by pairing them with a company in the area to develop relevant lessons to their students. The goal of the program is to help students who want to have a career in the STEM fields have a foundation to prepare them for the next step. Derek started last year by familiarizing the teachers assigned to Vicarious Visions to different departments within the company, such as engineering, design, quality assurance, and management. This year, the teachers were more focused on learning some basic design techniques to share with students. The nonprofit Tech Valley Game Space came in to help teachers learn a game development platform called Construct. In the classroom, the students started out by developing board games and then transitioned into making their own video games. By the end of the program, the students should be able to make a full game.
Melissa Mangini is the editor of the Albany Business Review. She joins us on Fridays. For more, head to albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you.